Hello and welcome to Around the Air Force. The Air Force's top enlisted man in the Pacific sat down with Air Force Television to talk about the increasing importance of the military's presence in that region. Airman First Class Jean-Marc Boutreau has more.
The Pacific Air Force's command chief recently took some time to visit airmen at Misawa Air Base. One of the topics addressed by the chief was the strategic pivot the United States is making to the Pacific area of operation.
I think it's good. I think it shows that the Pacific is in the eyes of the United States and that we're going to be paying attention to this area. Because it's a difficult environment that we have over here. And again, the tyranny of distance is incredible. So the better the laydown that we have and the more forces that we have over here, the better we are. So I think it provides a little bit of stability and security as far as the forecast goes for what's going to happen in the Pacific.
While the Pacific Air Force area of operations may present its stress elements, Chief McLean elaborates on the importance of service members' actions in the years to come.
Well, I'd just like to thank the airmen and actually all the service members that are serving in the Pacific. This is a great place to serve, and I think the next generations are going to be watching the Pacific. So we are really setting the stage for how the U.S. will operate in this area for years and years to come. And it's important that we stay focused and that we look for capabilities and we look for opportunities to expand.
For a long time, the Pacific has had huge responsibilities. And with the recent move, service members can look forward to continuing to build on the foundations of prior service members. Airman First Class Jean-Marc Boutreau, Misawa Air Base, Japan.
The Federal Trade Commission has teamed up with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to create a new database designed to protect military members from consumer and financial fraud. The ROAM database, which stands for Repeat Offenders Against the Military, is accessible only by law enforcement. It's an extension of the FTC's Military Sentinel Network, which is a public website where people can report scams against service members. Officials say the new database will help stop scammers from simply jumping from state to state when their businesses are shut down. You can go to af.mil to find out more about the new database, as well as other ways to protect yourself and your family from fraud. Most Air Force bases are run much like a small city. They have their own police, movie theaters, grocery stores, and even their own water supply. Airman First Class Nathan Tucker shows us one airman who keeps the water clean and safe for the residents of Whiteman Air Force Base, Missouri.
More than 1 million gallons of water every day. That's what it takes to service the more than 15,000 people who live and work on Whiteman Air Force Base. Meet Tech Sergeant Jason Jenkins, one of the water operators whose job it is to maintain the quality of the water, a job that requires 24-hour coverage in the water treatment plant. These airmen conduct 250 water quality tests every day to make sure that it remains safe for Whiteman residents. Tests include making sure the water remains bacteria-free and mineral content tests to avoid damage to base utility systems. Operator Tech Sergeant Jenkins says the plant has a very high volume of water constantly being treated.
Water treatment plant can support 1.26 million gallons of water per day, and we can run 3.1 million gallons through the high service pumps without danger of bursting water mains.
With around-the-clock surveillance and constant testing, residents can be sure that the water quality stays safe for their families. Reporting from Whiteman Air Force Base, I'm Airman First Class Nathan Tucker.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Around the Air Force. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, where you can discuss all the top Air Force stories and get a behind-the-scenes look at Air Force television. You can also leave us a comment and share your own Air Force story ideas. Just go to facebook.com/Air Force TV, then click on the like button to subscribe to our feed. From Air Force Studios at Fort Meade, Maryland, I'm Tech Sergeant Nicholas Kurtz.